Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The beginning stages of policy development is getting underway at county Farm Bureau meetings across the state. Kentucky Farm Bureau's Matt Ingram says every county holds their own version of annual meetings.
All 120 county Farm Bureaus will have an annual meeting over the next few months. Most of those meetings are starting now, and they'll take place in the month of July, in the month of August, the month of September, and then generally finish up in the month of October.
Ingram says developing resolutions through Farm Bureau is truly a grassroots effort.
One of the most critical things that take place at a County Farm Bureau annual meeting is the adoption of the resolutions. Those are the resolutions that are sent in through the policy development process to the state organization, and there's a resolutions committee made up of farmers from all across the state, from all districts across Kentucky, and they'll go through all those resolutions, every one of them, hundreds of them that are sent in from all 120 counties, and they'll develop any new resolutions that need to enter our policy book, and then ultimately that'll be presented to the delegates at our annual meeting in December.
He adds the resolutions become a part of what Farm Bureau focuses on each year.
That policy book becomes what we stand for as an organization and what we work toward when it comes to any policy that is important to our membership and things that affect agriculture and people in rural Kentucky. And then as well, resolutions are passed and sent on to the American Farm Bureau. Right. And the delegates in January at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting will also pass the national policies.
We'll be back in just a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Ingram notes his resolution process makes sure agriculture continues to be heard.
We have County Farm Bureau leaders in every single county in Kentucky, and really we have Farm Bureau members in every community of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And our County Farm Bureaus and their leaders and the people that participate in this organization make sure their voice is heard.
He adds Farm Bureau has been a grassroots organization since the very beginning.
Farm Bureau started almost 100 years ago. Next year will be our 100th anniversary as we go through our centennial year. In 1919 is when we began, and this organization, from the day it was formed, really the ideal that farmers collectively could come together and develop policies and develop positions that they think is important for agriculture, for their farms, and for this industry, and collectively with one voice are going to be much more effective.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.